So time now for our midweek mindfulness session, joined once again by Mike Cooley. And today, Mike, we are not alone.
No.
We have two work experience students with us, Annie and Aaron. Annie, first of all, are you familiar with the term mindfulness?
Yeah, I am familiar with it, but I don't know much about it in depth, so I'm quite interested.
Fantastic. You've picked the right day to be with us. And Aaron, what about you?
Previously, when I found out about the session, I had a quick look and saw, you know, what mindfulness was. But now I'm more interested in finding out, you know, how that, you know, because I've got quite a stressful time at the moment, how that could maybe help me kind of relax a bit more.
Wonderful. Well, this is our weekly session. We sort of build on our practices week by week, don't we, Mike? So just outline what we're going to be doing today.
So it's a continuation from last week, so you may want to check out last week's practice, which again was based on a Shinzen Young practice, who's an American mindfulness teacher. And so last week we were looking at the theme of gone. So we were labeling everything we noticed falling away, passing away, stopping as gone. So sounds gone, a feeling in your body that stops gone. Just noticing that everything is falling away in every moment. So today we're going to look at the kind of opposite, the influx, which is new. So likewise, every single moment there's a new sound, sensation, thought, etc. It's happening right now, but we don't notice that because we're not looking for it. So we're going to use a new label, which is new, and we're just going to see if we can track and notice everything new that pops up as you're sitting on the chair.
Wonderful. Well, Mike, when you're ready, please take us through the practice.
So, okay, again, it's going to help just to kind of get comfortable and still so you're not shifting about. We're going to start with eyes open. Okay, and again, we're not really looking around at anything. Just let your eyes kind of fall down at the table in front of you or the floor, a kind of fixed focus point. And what we're going to do, as I said, is use a label that will say in our head, and that label is new. And so every time we notice something new popping up, we're just going to mentally note it, recognize it by saying new. Okay? So, just letting each moment happen. Right now on the chair, not doing anything special, not trying to make it do something, not trying to change it, just being on a chair. And now we'll just start with our auditory experience. So we're going to tune into sounds. So just listening right now, just letting sounds pop up. Now, the second you notice a sound pop up, we're going to label it in our heads as new. It's a new sound. So keep listening. The moment something new pops up, even if it's just a fraction of a second, we'll just label that as new. A new sound has just happened. Okay, stay with the sounds. And don't worry if you label too late, you know, if you miss a sound. You just get quicker with practice. But as soon as you hear something new, we label it as new. Okay, now we'll shift into our visual experience. So without looking for something in particular, just be aware that your eyes are seeing. It's already happening. You know, here's your visual field in front of you, just as it is. Again. The second you notice your eyes focus on something, rest on something, shift away, find something else to look at, we'll just mentally label that as new. A new thing to see. A new moment of seeing. Okay, what's happening in your visual field that you could label new? Any movement that you notice is new. Now we're going to shift into our felt experience on the chair, the experience of your body. There's so much going on right now in your living body. So we'll just drop our focus down into the body on the chair, the sense of your a sense of the chair holding your body, the sense of your feet resting on the floor, paying attention to the sensations in the body. And the moment you notice a new one, a fizz, a pop, a pulse, an ache, some movement, we just note it as new. And we can slow the labels down a bit. It's impossible to notice and to label every single new sensation that pops up because there's so many. So just let the majority kind of wash through. Just let it happen. But the stuff you really notice, the stuff that really kind of jumps out for you, we'll label that as new. What do you notice in your body that pops up? Pops up to say hello. Okay, now we can just shift into an eyes closed version of the practice. So just let your eyes close. So your visual experience will be much different now that you're looking at the backs of your eyelids. But just keep tracking your experience on the chair. Sounds, sensations in the body. Anything new that pops up, label it as new. If thoughts occur, you know, which they do, if a thought occurs, well, new. If suddenly you notice the backs of your eyes, new. If you hear a car outside, new. If you notice your hands are fizzing or your stomach is tight, new. Okay, what else can you notice? Can you label as new? Okay, and so you can just open your eyes again. Okay, so that's just a completely different way to tune into your experience and to purposely notice something that is happening all the time without exception, which is there's a new thought, a new sound, a new emotion, a new sensation. That's ever present. That kind of freshness is always pouring in, but the funny thing is we don't notice it.
Interested, Annie and Aaron, how you found that. Annie, what did you make of that practice?
It was feel very relaxed now and kind of like, I don't know what to say. I feel like my mind is like turned off because it was so relaxed.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. 10 out of 10 there. Aaron, what did you think?
Yeah, I just feel like before I came in, like, you know, I had a lot of things going on in my head to like, you know, different things I was worrying about, and now I just feel kind of like my shoulders have like dropped, and I just feel more, you know, more like at ease now, which is good.
Well done, yeah.
Mike, two more disciples for you there. thank you very, very much indeed.
Thank you very much.